The 250 Libyans on the Turkish ferry are a fraction of the North African refugees who flooded into Europe. Thousands of them have landed on the Italian island of Lampedusa. Italy says it's inundated and it wants its European neighbors to help, as the world's Jerry Haddon reports.
More than 6,000 North African refugees have been huddling in camps on Lampedusa. That's more than the native population of the island. Italy's health ministry has called it a ticking time bomb, as both residents and refugees complain about inadequate conditions. Last week, Italian authorities began evacuating thousands of refugees to other parts of Italy by boat, but rough seas put the operation on hold until today, also hampering efforts, reticence of other Italian regions to take people in. Cono Gallipo heads Lampedusa's immigrant holding center. He says fellow Italians might be more open to resettling refugees if other parts of Europe shared the burden too.
I believe Europe, as well as Italy, has to make an effort to take the migrants from Lampedusa. The effort has to be robust to transfer the migrants from Lampedusa.
But so far, Italy's neighbors have been slow to react. European Union officials in Brussels point out that they have given several million dollars to help with the refugee crisis, but Italy wants EU countries to share the human burden. But so far, none have offered to take in refugees. The highest-profile European visitor to Lampedusa to date has been the far-right French politician Marine Le Pen. She wants the EU to help Italy, but not by accepting refugees. Rather, she says, Europe should seal its borders to stop immigrants from being smuggled north.
Europe cannot handle any more clandestine immigration. We Europeans are impoverished enough and already have a lot of immigrants who come legally.
Le Pen's anti-immigrant message is finding larger audiences across Europe these days, with high unemployment still battering the continent. At an immigration asylum office in Barcelona, Spain, foreigners of mainly African origin line up to argue why they should be allowed to stay. Spain is Europe's other gateway from Africa. Local asylum attorney José Luis Numba says so far Spain has not received asylum seekers from the ongoing North African and Middle East revolutions, but it will soon enough. He says Europe should embrace the refugees while supporting democratic change in their home countries.
Esta libertad se va a obtener.
He says these people are going to get their freedom at home, so while we might see a big wave of immigration now, it will only last for a short while. Once the situation stabilizes in North Africa, he says, we'll see the flow of people come back into the balance we're looking for. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.